Patriots Football Weekly is delivered to you by W.B. Mason, the official office supplier of the New England Patriots. Who but W.B. Mason? Morning Meeting, brought to you by Verizon. Better matters.
Well, guys, we're officially on to 2017, and all the activity made the offseason go pretty fast.
It did. You know, we feel like we never stopped. Just and it like was, Bill says.
It was opposite of what usually Super Bowl winners, you talk about, oh, they lost this guy, some team overpaid. They were adding people. Best cornerback on the market? Sure, come to New England. Best receiver on the market? Sure, come to New England. It was huge.
I mean, big money, free agents, trades, all kinds of different ways. Some that already didn't work out. Doesn't matter. They brought so much talent in the offseason that it didn't even matter that one of those moves, Coney Ealy, didn't pan out.
Didn't pan out. And really the only thing that, you know, the way they could lose talent this offseason was injuries. And, you know, we should start with, you know, this night that's coming up Thursday night. It's going to be huge. Raising the banner, all that. Kansas City coming in, but no Julian Edelman. And I think that that's something that, you know, even though they're stacked in on offense, that's something that they're going to have to now compensate for.
Yeah, now you're looking at Cooks maybe to fill in for Edelman rather than adding to the mix with Gronk back saying, you know, there were already, I know Bill doesn't like this, there were already people talking 2007. Could this be one of those historic offenses because you added Cooks and Gronkowski back to a really good mix? It's unfortunate. You know, it was unfortunate. It was three straight weeks. It was Edelman, but also Derek Rivers, who was expected to hopefully be a contributor, and Cyrus Jones in the kicking game at the very least. You lost three guys in a row there to ACLs coming off of last year when all the story was they were so healthy. That's part of why you won. So Edelman's a big blow, but they're stacked.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the offense is affected. And I agree, Fred. I mean, Edelman's a big part of what they do. He obviously gets a lot of attention. Brady trusts him probably more than any other. You wonder, you know, they'll probably stay the same in terms of the principles of the things that they want to do, but maybe not as often. You know, what was it, like 150, 160 targets or something like
right.
that? You're not going to see that, I don't think, for one guy next year the way that was for Edelman. But, you know, Chris Hogan's a guy I think that can do a little, you know, a lot of different things inside and out. I think he could get maybe a spike in his production. And certainly, as Andy already mentioned, Brandon Cooks, I'm really anxious to see him in this offense.
Yeah, and then the wild card is Philip Dorsett. You had a guy who was a first-round pick a couple years ago that, if you remember back in 2015, there were some murmurs that the Patriots liked him coming out of Miami as a speedy, big play guy, but he's smaller, so he could be a slot option. Obviously, the question there is, you arrive in a trade right before the season, how long does it take you to get up to speed and sort of get into the mix?
And I think with all the talk about how the offense is stacked, you know, over the summer, kind of Gronk's been an afterthought, but he is back and he's 100% healthy.
Yeah, he was, if you believe them, he was cleared as of like February, had the whole offseason, and then plays in the preseason for the first time since 2012, and I think looks really good. It looks like he's probably lost a little bit of weight. I know one of the talking points has been he's doing the TB12 diet, and I think that's more has been made of that than really should be. But he looks good, he's healthy, and it's not only that he's out there, it looks like he's starting the year full go, not we'll work our way in for a month.
Not at all.
It's boom. Let's see if you can come right out of the gates.
I'll give you a little tease. You're going to hear a little bit from him later on in the show. And I'm going to get you, this is going to be a big surprise, but he's super excited. He's super excited.
Even the best team in the league has some concerns. And then we look over on defense. And, you know, should we be concerned with some lack of depth up front?
Yeah, I don't even know that it's a lack of depth. I think it's a lack of anything, a lack of bodies. You have Trey Flowers as a defensive end, and then I'm not even sure you're going to have a second defensive end because I don't think you have the bodies right now. Dietrich Wise, a rookie fourth-round pick who played in one preseason game, got a concussion. We didn't really see him after that. You know, Lawrence Guy, do you bump him out and say this is a tackle that can play some end?
Right.
Or is it just three defensive ends, three linebackers, and then the five defensive backs? Is it a new scheme?
Cassius Marsh, who we don't really know anything about. They just traded for. So, you know, how he's going to factor into the mix. Andy's right. It's not even we like to do sometimes the silly exercises. Who's the most indispensable guy, you know, after Brady? You know, who's the guy they can afford to, you know, lose the least?
Right.
Trey Flowers is high on that list because of the position he plays and the lack of bodies around him.
And we saw that in the preseason when he sat out a game there. It was almost like, are they bubble wrapping him, making sure he doesn't get hurt here because they can ill afford to have another guy go down after Rivers goes down?
Speaking of bubble wrap, will Hightower come out of it for this game?
Yeah, I think you'll see Hightower. I think Hightower and Nate Solder are two interesting guys because of missed the whole preseason, but you expect them to be there. You know, they're trusted veterans. The only question is, are they ready to play 60 minutes of football? Do you have to monitor their reps? And maybe, you know, Solder goes in for two series, three series, and then Fleming comes in for a series. Same thing on defense with Hightower. But, you know, they've been back on the practice field a couple weeks now, and to me, they're important enough. I don't want to see Harvey Longy in for Hightower and Cameron Fleming in for Solder the entire opener. That's not ideal.
Well, Bill said, you know, recently that don't get hung up on positions, you know, the titles of positions. And if you look at the Patriots depth chart as of right now, it's probably the most interesting depth chart I can remember. You look at the interior offensive line, it's one person at guard and center. You look at the, you know, front for the defense, and really there's very few true defensive ends.
Yep.
It is an interesting depth chart to start the season.
Well, we're stuck in the old, even on Patriots.com, we are the best, but we're sort of stuck in, there's a front seven, there's a four-man line and three linebackers. They're not in that very much of the time. You know, it's basically 85% sub, which for them is at least five defensive backs. So now you got a front six, and because of what they have, I think there's only going to be two, maybe three defensive linemen on the field, and then all these linebackers moving around doing different things, rushing, dropping. But, Freddie, you know what the best defense is?
Good offense.
Yeah, 21 points in the first quarter.
Well, how often will we see that this year?
Kind of like you did in Detroit.
Yeah.
You know, like I could see that.
And will they need to be that productive
yes.
on offense?
Because I think this defense has some warts. I don't think, you know, you're going to play some good team. You know, if you play
better quarterbacks, for sure.
Right, you play better teams, better offenses, better quarterbacks. You have some limitations potentially, but the back end is also stacked. I would say this secondary is stacked, sort of like the passing game. You added a Pro Bowl corner to a Pro Bowl corner. You have Eric Rowe as, I think, a very good third cornerback. You have three safeties.
And Daron Harmon,
all
a very
starters.
Good third safety. Yeah.
So you go six deep at defensive back, where you should say, I can lean on you to cover for an extra half tick or a tick because we don't have as good a pass rush.
All right, well, there's room for six.
Today's show is brought to you in part by W.B. Mason, the official office supplier of the New England Patriots. Who but W.B. Mason? Fisher Plows. The legacy rolls on. Visit FisherPlows.com. And also brought to you in part by AT&T. Entertainment your way.
Back for another season of From the Heart, where each week we'll target some matchups with the opposition. Start with the Chiefs this week. We'll look at the offense and some big play playmakers. Tyreek Hill, we all know what he can do with the ball in his hands as a runner, a receiver, a returner. And Travis Kelce, big play tight end, led the team in receptions a year ago. Patriots defense allowed a lot of big plays during the preseason. Certainly wasn't all on the starters, but in this opener, the most important thing for that defense is to not allow those big plays. Alex Smith is not going to dink and dunk his way down the field often enough to score enough points to win. But if you give up big plays to Kelce and Hill, you could lose. So don't.
Now, looking at this opener on Thursday night against Kansas City, one of the things that concerns me is the Patriots' ability to protect Tom Brady. And that's always one of my concerns, pretty much every season, every game. I think the offensive line does a pretty good job most weeks, but there are times that that's where it all breaks down. And I think Kansas City has the ability to cause some problems on the edge. D4, Justin Houston, two really gifted pass rushers. And then you have Nate Solder, who hasn't really played at all during the preseason, hasn't had a lot of practice time under his belt. This is something that, to me, is a major concern on Thursday night. If Solder can go and he's able to play well, things should fall into place. But if not, you're dealing with backups, and then you never know what's going to happen.
Trash Talk, brought to you by Waste Management. Remodeling or just have clutter to get rid of? Waste Management's new Baxter dumpster in a bag can take it on. Visit thebaxter.com for more info.
With apologies to Bill Belichick, the idea of 19-0 for the 2017 Patriots has been bandied about. But to get to 19-0, you got to go 1-0, Paul Perillo. I'm going to ask you, is this opener on Thursday night losable?
Of course it's losable. Kansas City's a good football team. Listen, it's a tall task for anyone to come into Gillette Stadium and beat the Patriots here. But Kansas City is a 12-4 team. They came a flag for a game-time two-point conversion away from being here for the AFC Championship last year.
To lose that one.
Yeah, maybe they would have. But don't tell me that's not a losable game.
It's not a losable game. I'm going to start right there.
It's so disrespectful.
Andy Reid, yes, I'm being disrespectful, because I think there's a 0.0% chance of Andy Reid and Alex Smith of coming into Foxborough on Thursday night, the opener, the NFL opener. They're going to unveil a banner. There's going to be electricity in the air. Guess what? Thursday night, defending Super Bowl champions at home. You know their record?
I don't really care.
11-0. They've never lost because it's a unique spot for the home team. It's a tough spot for the road team. But more importantly, the Chiefs aren't that good. They're very close to turning it over to Patrick Mahomes. They got rid of their best receiver or one of their best receiver in Jeremy Maclin. They lost their leading rusher. Tom Ba'ali isn't playing. They have some limitations on the field. And guess what? Tom Brady coming out of the gates a new year with that offense, with this crowd, big points are going to be scored. And you know who can't score big points? Alex Smith.
Yeah, but what if that offense for the Patriots that I fully agree is going to be tremendous this season, but what if it's not quite ready? They just lost Julian Edelman.
They might only score 35.
No, I'm saying not quite ready to score 35 points.
No, not quite ready is 35. Ready is 45.
Well, that's ridiculous.
I don't think it is.
That's ridiculous. They're not going to average 45 points a game. You're being silly.
Opening night against that team, 45 points. If the Chiefs don't get a turnover, they can't win games. That's how they won last year. 33 takeaways, they led the NFL. Do you think Tom Brady's going to come in here and stumble, fumble, bumble his ball away?
No, but I'm not willing to just sit here and say that everything is going to be absolutely perfect in week one.
It never is.
There are always,
only has to be good
there enough. Are always rare things that happen, and teams are special teams. I always joke, you always make fun of me. There's always a return or two, and the Chiefs have as dangerous return guys with Tyreek Hill as there is. So why can't that happen? Why does it have to be a turnover? And I'm not expecting Tom Brady to hand the game to Alex Smith. That's not going to happen.
So you agree there's a 0.0% chance of winning. If he doesn't give it away,
there's a 0% chance that the Patriots will just give the game away. But don't tell me that Kansas City can't compete.
They can't win that fight. They don't have the weapons. They don't have the punch. They don't have the puncher. They're going down in a knockout.
Listen, we both agree the Patriots are going to win the game. Just don't tell me it's impossible.
Impossible.
Tonight's show is brought to you in part by Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner and New England's best ticket source for all Patriots games. Visit aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS. Also brought to you in part by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Around the NFL is brought to you by W.B. Mason, the official office supplier of the New England Patriots. Who but W.B. Mason?
The power of celebrity was on display in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey, and none used his better than J.J. Watt. What started as a $200,000 goal kept rising. At last check, the money donated in his name was approaching $20 million. Donations big and small are pouring in at Watt's request, and I think even Watt himself was surprised at the response. Houston's biggest football star has always done a good job cashing in on his celebrity for his own benefit. Many have rolled their eyes at Watt's exposure, but the fact that all that self-promotion added up to what he's able to do now makes it all worth it. Good job, J.J. Watt. Houston, the team and the city is lucky to have you.
Players' Perspective. Putnam Investments is a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork.
We're ready to kick off the NFL season, so what better way to do that than with Rob Gronkowski? Probably our best. I'm going to go right now. Right now, this is going to be our best interview of the season. I'm laying it down week one. Gronk, great offseason for you. You were able to be healthy. You talked about it a lot. How much better did you feel coming into camp this season?
I feel pretty good. It went super well this year. Camp was fun at some points. I mean, it's always a grind, though, too. Just got to keep working hard. And now we got the regular season coming up. We're just focused on the Kansas City Chiefs, all efforts onto them. They got a great team, and we just got to keep working hard and prepare hard.
Now, you already alluded to the Chiefs, and we're looking forward to Thursday night and the kickoff. But
You know, for you, and I know that you guys have already sort of closed the door on that title, but is it difficult at all to sort of know all the pomp and circumstances that's going to be going on here Thursday night and just focus on the Chiefs?
No, we're just focused on the Chiefs. I mean, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on. There's the crowd is, first off, going to be super into it. They're going to be super loud. They're going to be great, like always, but everything else going on, I mean, there's the banner going on, running out into the field, everything, but I mean, our main focus is just the Chiefs. We got to keep our eyes on the prize, and that's being focused, and that's just making sure we're ready and we're ready to roll.
No time to take a quick peek up there for that banner?
I mean, obviously you can peek. yeah, obviously. I mean, you can't get too caught up. I mean, you got to enjoy the moment, but also you can't get too caught up, and you got to be ready for the game.
All right, we talked a little bit about the Chiefs. It's a team you guys are familiar with. The formidable opponent went 12-4 last year. Eric Berry's a guy that gets a lot of attention. What makes it difficult about going against a Kansas City defense?
A lot of things. I mean, first off, that pass rush. They got a great pass rush. The two guys coming off the edge, just super fast, super quick and strong. They can get to the quarterback fast, and then they can cover. They got a lot of great coverage guys in their secondary, and you got to be able to get the ball off quick. You got to get open. And when you got a pass rush and great coverage guys, I mean, that equals a great defense. So they're really, really good, and we got to be ready.
Well, we also know that you guys on offense are really, really good, too. You lost one of those pieces in Julian Edelman, but still a lot of guys like yourself to pick up the slack. I'm just curious what your thoughts are about one of the new guys there, Brandon Cooks, and how he's fit into this pass-catching group.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're definitely going to miss Julian. Great, great player, plays the game with his heart, and he's not going to be able to be replaced. But, I mean, other guys are going to have to step up, like myself, other receivers, running backs, just as a whole, as a unit, we're going to have to step up. And just as everyone as a team, we're going to have to step up in order to replace him. I mean, you just can't put one guy in there. Julian's not a replaceable guy. But if we all come together as a team, keep working out there out in practice, we should be good.
Now, we look at this stuff, you know, fans, they look at the start of the NFL season. It's like Christmas for us. I mean, there's a long time that goes between football games. So you guys get just as excited?
Yeah, I'm just excited. I mean, we got all the preseason, all the practices. We're ready to play some games now. We're super excited. College football started today. I mean, that's exciting, too, just to see football out there. The football season turning around, it's just super awesome, and I feel like everyone's excited. Just my friends, my family, everyone has that football atmosphere going right now.
Now, before I let you go, I want to talk to you a little bit about there's a lot of good things are probably going to happen in this NFL season. We'll get a lot of memories, but I don't think anything is going to be as special as something you had a chance to be a part of this week with Ryan and, and the Make-A-Wish Foundation and a Patriots, almost like a football field in his backyard.
Yeah, he had a little like mini Patriots football field in his backyard. It was about like 20 yards long. But he's just a little kid, and that was one of his wishes, to have a football field in his backyard, a Patriots football field, and meet some of the players. So it was super special to go out there, put a smile on his face, throw some routes, throw some touchdown passes, and also, you know, show him how to Gronk spike it. So he had a blast, and it was fun.
All right, we got the most important thing done, the Gronk spike.
Yes, we did.
You, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. Patriots Football Weekly is brought to you in part by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
All right, our first set of questions to the show. You guys ready?
Sure.
All right, let's go. First one is from Craig Dodge, and he says, if the Patriots are so thin at defensive end, why not take a look at Mario Williams, Paul Kruger, or Dwight Freeney?
My guess would be they have taken a look at those guys, and it wouldn't stun me if any of those guys ended up here at some point. You know, we've talked a lot about Dwight Freeney throughout the offseason after the Super Bowl he had.
Yep.
Rotational guy at this point. All those guys are on the downside of their career significantly. But the lack of bodies you have there, I think they have looked under every rock, behind every bush they could, and at this point they're playing it out with some young guys, but those guys wouldn't stun me if we saw them at some point.
Okay. Next one is Dylan Damewood. Hypothetical, unrealistic question,
nice.
He says.
Those are my favorite.
If you could have one player back, or if Bill could have one player back that he lost through free agency or a trade, who do you think it would be?
Well, there's a lot of choices there. I'm going to go with the secondary, though. Guys like Aqib Talib, but Asante Samuel, to me, gets the edge. He still had a lot of good years. People don't realize. He went to three Pro Bowls after he left the Patriots. good years in Philadelphia, even at the very end with Atlanta, a couple more years there. And I just think the Patriots searched for that cornerback ever since he left. Now, they have it now with Butler and Gilmore, but it wasn't always that way.
It's a short list, though.
I'm going to go Deion Branch, by the way. I think it would have been fun if Deion had been one of those career-long Patriots.
Yeah, I'm going to go Vinatieri.
Okay.
Yeah. Josh Lund, I'm just curious as to how the process works when a player gets cut. How do they inform the player? You know, what are the steps involved?
Generally, they're asked to come see, usually I think Coach Belichick and maybe Nick Caserio's in the room, but they are brought there by a staffer. What do you call him, Fred?
The Turk.
The Turk.
The Turk.
Bill Belichick was once that early in his career, was Bad News Billy, I think was his name. But they basically escort you in for them to take your playbook or iPad or whatever it is in this day and age and explain to you maybe why you came up a little bit short.
All right, this is from Jules. He says, what has Jordan Richards done for this team over 2+ years to deserve a spot while wide receiver Austin Carr was cut?
Well, it's definitely not the Jules.
No.
That's a little negative for Julian Edelman. Jordan Richards is an interesting guy. I think he struggled to find his way, find exactly what his niche is on the defense. Hasn't played a lot of defense. Last year, he was inactive down the stretch. So he wasn't even playing special teams. But I'm not sure exactly why it would be him or Austin Carr. And I think Carr has sort of taken on that persona of that guy that fans just loved. He was a, you know, 6-foot guy, you know, running out there, catching some passes in the preseason.
We all love the underdog.
Yeah, Rudy. I just didn't see the ability that people kept telling me. What about all the production? What about all this? I thought there were a lot of guys that caught passes and looked, productive during the summer, especially on the practice field. We'll see if Carr could find his way in the NFL, but I'm not losing any sleep over the fact that I didn't think he could separate very well. And I'm not really losing any sleep over the fact that he's not a Patriot.
And experience counts. I mean, that's one of the reasons why Richards is still here.
But I think with Carr, it was simple. He didn't have NFL measurables in any way. Wasn't quick enough, fast enough, big enough. There wasn't anything to hook onto. Whereas I think Jordan Richards has NFL measurables. It's the ability to put that into play on the field that he struggled with the last couple of years.
Yeah, I don't think size was the issue for Carr, though. I just think it was quickness and speed.
Well, if he were bigger, he could be slower. He's not bigger, and he is slower.
All right. Every week, send your questions to AskPFW at Patriots.com, and we'll answer them right here.